This study actually used 4 cycles of induction TPF and then followed by radiation alone. The data was compelling when compared to another chemotherapy regimen, platinum 5-FU. So what we learned was TPF, without the expensive toxicities, was better in patients than starting with PF or platinum 5-FU. The problem was, again, we didn't get to that question that you asked as far as, is it better than starting with upfront concurrent chemoradiation? Now, as opposed to what the Vermorken study, again, what's on the package label, would say to do, in the United States, we don't generally like to give 4 rounds of induction therapy. 3 cycles is adequate, and then we don't want to delay the curative therapy, which is the radiation, much longer than that.
What do you yourself do in terms of induction therapy? When do you use it, and which regimen do you use?
When we look at a head and neck cancer patient, we want to consider, obviously, their performance status, their cardiovascular status, their age, their kidney function, all of those things. And it first helps us decide whether the patient is a candidate for chemotherapy, systemic or not. Now, clearly, the disease burden has to be on the higher side. And as I discussed previously, the N2B or greater is generally where we start considering induction chemotherapy. And then patients will go on to receive radiation with some sort of chemotherapy. From my standpoint, those are the patients that, from their bulk of disease in their neck, I consider for induction chemotherapy. Now, which type of induction chemotherapy would you use? Well, we know that platinum and 5-FU, which was the old historical standard, is inferior to Taxotere platinum 5-FU without any trade-off in side effects. So you're not adding side effects by adding the Taxotere. Sometimes there is an occasional patient who cannot tolerate TPF. And when we do give TPF, I do give it 3 cycles. I do give it with growth factors. I will start patients with 2 cycles and then restage them to make sure everything is shrinking down. The patient knows before anybody, because this stuff works pretty well. You can see the tumors just shrink in front of you. And again, it attests to the fact that squamous cells of the head and neck are very chemosensitive tumors. After completing the 3rd round of chemotherapy, that's when I send them back to radiation therapy and they get them simulated and get them started. In patients who I feel maybe have not so good cardiac status, or their comorbidities are adding up, or their kidney function's not so good, and we really would like to start them with induction, then we sometimes substitute carbo for cis, and sometimes we drop the 5-FU. Again, there is no data to support a strategy like that. Many of us actually wondered if cisplatin and Taxotere was as good as Taxotere platinum and 5-FU, but that study hasn't been done and probably won't ever be done. But in the general sense of induction, if you had a fit patient and they were doing fine, many times oncologists in the past would just pick a drug like either platinum 5-FU or carboplatin and paclitaxel, which we're all used to using. Clearly, there's a better regimen now, and that is TPF. And so if you decide to do induction, and if the patient can tolerate it, TPF is what you should use these days.